Good evening, it is I, the Corpus Christi Joker, and I am back with another new episode of J-Waves. And today we are doing something so very special. I am so excited for this. I've been waiting to make my return to podcast world, but I wanted to wait for the right movie, and I believe that I did just that. So, this is my official review of the new movie, The Flash. I will be going over some spoilers and some things. This is just me talking about my movie experience and talking about Flash. Flash is a PG-13, 2-hour and 24-minute movie, of course, starring Ezra Miller, Michael Keaton, Sacha Calle, Ben Affleck, directed by Andrea Muschietti, who is most famously known for the It movies. And, this is, from what I understood, the relaunch of DC after James Gunn has taken over. So I knew going in that this is going to be a doozy. I knew they were going to be doing something insane in order to erase all of the DCU movies and starting over new. I think the only two that they didn't really touch on was the Batman with Robert Pattinson and the Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. Those two movies weren't even mentioned. They didn't even allude to them. Nothing was even done. I think those two movies are completely safe. Everything else was alluded to or touched on in some way or another. Even original Superman, even original Batman, Adam West, all of that. Everything was touched with this movie. And I believe on the purpose of the relaunch, which is interesting to me. The movie takes a crazy turn. Of course, Ezra Miller as the Flash. At the end of Zack Snyder's Justice League, he learns that he can, you know, reverse time to have a second chance of saving his friends or the world. With that knowledge, again, comes great responsibility, and he definitely does not exercise that responsibility at all. He thinks now that he can go back and definitely save his mom from being murdered by someone, and his dad getting the blame. So that's really the whole premise of the movie, which I thought was interesting. It's him going back, using the Speed Force to go back in time and save his mom. And yeah, along the way, it turns into a bumpy road and it gets crazy. So let's get into it. So Ezra Miller, of course, is, I believe, a very good actor. I know he has a lot of controversy, and some of the people are reviewing him instead of the movie. I'm just going to keep this strictly about the movie. I don't care about personal business or what he's done. None of those things really have ever affected me, because it's like, I don't believe that, you know, the actors are good people in real life. I believe they're just good actors, you know, and I don't really care about their personal life. But Ezra Miller is a good actor. He emotes interestingly, very emotional in this movie, very emotional. But he does it in a really good job. And then he has to do like the whole Parent Trap thing where he's playing himself in two different ways. And no spoiler, but actually three different ways. But he does it in such a great way that it does feel like separate characters, different characters. And I love that, because again, that's a sign of a good actor. He can play himself in different ways that are not annoying, not crazy, but just, I guess, just right. So that's pretty cool. But I mean, of course, the whole talk of this movie, and the only reason why I was extremely excited for it, was 35 years after playing him so many years ago, 1989, we get Michael Keaton's return back as Batman. Now, I went in highly emotional. I wrote a very touching piece of me, of who I am, on my Facebooks, explaining how Batman 89 made me, like the movie made me, and it gave me my purpose and my calling and what I've done for the last 25 years as the Corpus Christi Joker. And I was already ecstatic to see Michael Keaton take on the mantle of the Batman, because I believe he's one of the best Batmans of all time. He's my Batman. No offense to any of the others, because I do love Adam West and I love Christian Bale. I love Ben Affleck. I think he got the shaft on being Batman, he did a really great job as being Batman, I think. But, I mean, in comparison of all of them, for me, I mean, it's always been Michael Keaton is Batman. So seeing him take on the mantle of Batman, I was really, really excited. And that's where it gets kind of iffy. I was kind of disappointed on how they introduced him into the movie. Again, like I said, this is a spoiler talk, so if you haven't seen the movie, stop it right now, and you can come back and listen to me later. But if you don't care, keep listening. So when Ezra Miller, a.k.a. Barry Allen, a.k.a. The Flash, goes back in time to save his mom, he goes into a alternate universe where his mom's still alive. And in this universe, he himself, like that Barry Allen, is kind of a weird, annoying child. And in this universe also, I'm assuming it's the 1989 Batman universe. I'm assuming. I don't know. Because when he gets to the point where he needs to find other superheroes to help him stop Zod from coming, if you've seen the previews, you know Zod's in this movie. From Zod's terror, he goes looking for Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman. So he goes looking for Batman, and when we get to the Wayne Manor, Batman is in sandals with long hair, kind of looks like a hippie, and he explains to them that there are no superheroes, but Gotham is crime-free and doesn't need him anymore. And that was the part where I was like, it was kind of like a buzzkill for me. I wanted to see Bruce Wayne, like, being Bruce Wayne. You know, Bruce Wayne has to pretend to be normal, because he's always Batman. So Batman has to pretend to be Bruce Wayne, and has to pretend like he cares and he has a heart. And in this one, it was like he was not that. And it took Barry Allen to come and ask him for help and show him his how in danger he really is for Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, to get back into the mix. That bothered me. So what I'm saying is I didn't like how they introduced Bruce Wayne in this movie. I wanted him to already be, like, still Batman, like, still kicking butt, still doing his thing, maybe, like, in Batman Beyond, where he's, like, you know, he's old and grizzled, but he still has to be Batman, and he's still really good at it. And I don't know. I was kind of disappointed in that. But once he becomes Batman and gets to that point, it's awesome. Like, it makes up again for that very tiny little buzzkill where I was just like, what? Why is he like that? Why does he have long hair and a long beard and look like I said, like a hippie? And, yeah, but once he turns into Batman, that was spectacular. It turned into a whole different movie. And from that point to the end, the movie flies by because it's so action-packed. Like, the moment that he dons the bat suit and goes out to go help Barry the Flash, like, find Supergirl, the movie is fantastic. It takes a turn for, like, the wow. So I get why Andy did that and why they wrote that in to, like, I guess it's like a bait switch. Like, they don't give you everything right away. It's kind of like he has to work up to it. But we've waited for 35 years already, so we don't really need to have anybody have us work up to it. Like, it should have just been like he goes to find Batman, and maybe Batman already knew he was coming, or, you know, he was already ready for Barry and said, I knew you'd be here. I don't know. It was just kind of like a weird feel to it. But like I said, once he became Batman again, it was awesome. And whoever the stunt people are for this, again, unbelievable. There's a point where Batman, like, stabs a guy to the shoulder with his grappling hook, pulls him, and then does this, like, amazing roundhouse kick. And it's just, like, the coolest thing in the entire world. And I'm like, yes, more of that. More of all of that. Fantastic. Sasha Calle, I'm assuming I'm saying her name right, as Supergirl, was very interesting also. had no problems with her. I thought she was fantastic. I loved how she was playing Supergirl. She wasn't playing like a play on, she's Kal-El. Like, she wasn't Superman as a woman in a different universe, like everybody was thinking. She's playing Superman's cousin, Supergirl, in this universe. And I think she did a great job. She did a fantastic job. I had no problems. She was almost perfect. I thought, I like this. I like when she was mad. I like how she looked when she was fighting. Everything that she did was fantastic. So I had no problems with that. I thought that was really, really cool. You know, she's there because of the threat of Zod, which is always so much fun. I love Michael Shannon. I think Michael Shannon is one of the best actors of all time. I think he's fantastic. He's been in some interesting movies where he's still the best part of the movie, you know. And him as Zod, I think, is just so fantastic. So he comes in, and it's like he never left. I mean, he's Zod 1,000% and does such a great job. And, yeah, I like him as Zod. I have no problems. I mean, I think he's a fantastic villain. He looks the part, and he's gorgeous. And, yeah, it was fantastic. As far as, like, Ben Affleck goes and Michael Keaton playing the Batmans, I think Ben Affleck is one of the best Batman as Bruce Wayne ever. He does a great job. Here, it was interesting to see, you know, Ben Affleck as Bruce again and talking to Barry. I love that. I really did love Zack Snyder's Justice League, so I love seeing them talk to each other. There are a bunch of cameos. I won't say really who they are just to keep some surprises, but there is some cameos in here, and I don't know which way. Oh, I don't know why they would do these cameos when they're going to do like a relaunch. And I think it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it was already written or they already shot this, but I think they're uncalled for. Some of the early cameos, I'm like, no, maybe not. But as the story goes on and we start seeing like who the real enemy is, again, I won't say who that is either. The movie is fun. And I heard a couple of different people say at the red carpet that this is quite possibly the best superhero movie of all time. I would disagree with that. I wouldn't say it's the best superhero movie of all time, but I say it was one of the best DC movies that they've ever made since... for a while. I won't say what the last DC movie I liked was, because I'm a DC guy. I like them all. But as far as like best comic book movie of all time, hearing that and seeing people say that, I went in with a lot of high hopes, and some of the decisions that were made and how the movie flowed, it is not definitely the best superhero movie of all time. I would just say it's probably one of the best DC movies of all time, with how they did what they did and how it came out. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it will not, I can see them not continuing this story because it's already been told, and I'm fine with that. If this movie erases all DC movies from, I guess from Superman, Man of Steel, with Henry Cavill, if it erases from Man of Steel to now, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I think this movie did its purpose. It served its purpose, and I think it was just done right, which is hard to say because it was so crazy. I need to mention that. Like, the movie is completely outrageous in every way. Yes, we're dealing with Flashpoint. Yes, we're dealing with the Flash trying to fix the past. Yes, we're trying to deal with what could happen in the future or in present time. And when you start dealing with like space-time continuum and time travel, man, that really does add a whole different like rigmarole of like problems and issues, and everything that could go wrong will and can go wrong. So I like that kind of stuff, but it definitely added a whole element of like, what are we doing? Where are we going? And how is it happening? But still, it's a solid movie. And that's interesting to me because it's like, it's such a hard story to tell they did a really great job telling the story. But I believe that a lot of these movies have to have a dark undertone, and yet somehow this movie with a dark undertone still felt light and fresh and dynamic and fun, and that was very interesting too. But it did feel like they were the only people around. I remember having the same feeling with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness whenever they go to see that Dark Strange in that weird room, and there's like no one else around in the world, and it's just like them. It's like three characters for the whole entire Earth or whatever. That I got that feeling here too. It was like, is anyone else around? Like, what's going on? They show people out in the streets, but like when it's just the two Barrys and Bruce Wayne in the house, it's very unusual. It feels very secluded, very alone. And then I get that feeling all the way to the battle scenes and stuff like that. But that's not a negative. I'm not saying that's a negative. I'm just saying it's an unusual feeling because it just feels like there's no one else around. And I guess that's kind of cool and also unusual. But when the fighting gets started and everything goes wrong, of course, everything goes wrong. The fighting is great. Seeing Bruce fly in the new Batwing that he had, which Todd McFarlane made a beautiful toy of, and it's freaking huge. That is awesome. I love that whole entire sequence. I love the two Flashes working together. I love that he turned an old bat suit into the new Flash kind of costume. It was all just done really, really well. And, you know, I'm very happy. I loved it. And I also, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I was underwhelmed, but I still loved it. I went in there going like, what are they going to do? I want them to knock my socks off and do something absolutely insane and make it like, as they stated, the best movie of all time. So I went in thinking, oh, they're going to do this, or they're going to do that, or they could go this way, or they could go this way. Instead, they went in a way that I didn't expect. I didn't mind, and it was actually done really well. But as I stated, underwhelming, but still liked the movie. I would say I still love the movie. Now, that begs the question of if I could see it again, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think I would watch it again. Now, I know I'm going to, and maybe I'll like it more the second time, but as of right now, I am not planning to see the movie again. And again, that's not a negative. That's not me saying anything negative. I'm just saying the way I feel right now, I don't think I need to see it again. I saw enough of it, and there's no rewatchability to go watch it again for no reason at all. I have no reason to go see this movie again. I'd like to know if anybody has the urge to go see it again. Like, do they have a rewatchability? Because I don't feel that. I don't feel like seeing it again, which is unusual for me to say because it's like the Flash and the Batman's there and all that stuff. But I think the biggest problem for me was there was no actual villain. When there's not a good villain, the hero doesn't live up to anything. So without a villain in this movie, even though Zod's there, but he's not Flash's villain. Like, Flash is his own problem, and I think that's part of it. There's no villain to overcome, so the hero can't shine the way I'd like a hero to shine, like the Flash. I felt no sense of threat. I felt no sense of worry. I was never scared. I instead felt emotional, sad, pissed at Flash for the decisions he was making at this point. Like when Star-Lord made his decision in Infinity War to punch Thanos and all that stuff. Like, I got that same kind of like frustration. I'm like, why are you doing this when there's no threat? I understand you want to save your mom, but you're using your superpowers for unusual circumstances, and then you're not a hero at this point. You're your own problem. And then there's no supervillain for you to overcome, so you just have to overcome your own stupidity, your own like crazy thoughts. And then along the way, people are dying, helping you figure out that you're the problem from the very beginning. So again, I'm not saying this is a negative at all. I'm just saying that's what happened. I would have rather there be like a villain for him to overcome. And people will argue, well, there is a villain, but yeah, but the villain is himself, of a problem that he created on his own by himself. That within itself, for me, is another one of those things where it's like underwhelming. I wanted there to be a villain, because he does have a fantastic villain, as in the Reverse Flash. Now, I thought they were going to go that way, and that would have been really neat to see him understand. And they could have done something to lead into a sequel where he finally sees who kills his mother in his timeline. And this whole time, he thought it was just like a random act of whatever. And then it could lead into where he goes back, and for the first time when he goes back to go see it, he sees the yellow Reverse Flash actually kill his mom. And then that within itself would be the reason why he has to do this and do that. They didn't go that route. I don't understand why. There's no villain. I don't understand why. But as I stated, that's not a negative. The movie just is a different type of movie than what I was expecting. I was hoping, like, again, having the hero be the hero and having a villain live up to it. Like, this reminded me also of, like, I hate to say this, but Wonder Woman 84, where there's no real villain. There was no real threat. It was just, like, the movie within itself was its own issue. So that's kind of how I felt about this, too. And again, I'm not being negative. I'm not trying to say it sucked. I loved it. It just wasn't what I was expecting it to be, with no villain, with unusual problems, with Barry making crazy decisions that benefit only him, after he just saved the world in Zack Snyder's Justice League. I would have thought he would have been a little bit different in his mindset on how this was supposed to be. So, yeah. I would love to know what all of you guys thought, if you saw the movie, as far as the introduction of Bruce Wayne. How did you feel about that? As far as Bruce Wayne becoming Batman and then getting to the end of his story and seeing what you feel about that. How the handling of Supergirl happened as far as being a hero and then how her ending had happened. And then how you feel if, like, Barry made good decisions, or was this just something that was just absolutely terribly dumb decisions with no villain for him to overcome except for overcoming himself and then breaking everything and then erasing all of the DC universe. I'd like to know, like, how did you take this all into account as far as how the movie went down? For me, as I stated, it is unusual. I went in expecting one thing, got something different. I still liked it a lot. I think it was fantastic. I think Michael Keaton did a great job. I think Ezra Miller did a great job. I think everyone did a great job. It was just a very unusual movie. And even the cutscene at the end made absolutely no sense. And I'm not sure if that was supposed to try to be funny or not be funny or what. But it was just like, okay, cool. Where do we go from here? And I think that's also part of it, too. Like, I kind of wanted to know, after this movie, where does this lead? Like, are we leading to something else? Are we leading to another movie? Is it leading into anything? Or is it just, let's break every universe, have no villain, kind of have consequence, but then still come back and be okay and survive? But yeah, I'm very, very interested to see where it goes. And I guess that's part of the job it needed to do. I am curious to know on if it has rewatchability for anyone else. Like I said, I don't have that. And I'd be interested to know how much money it's going to make, as far as the pre-sales and the sales all the way up until Sunday. This is a holiday weekend, so we'll see how it goes. All in all, I will say, The Flash, I would give it a solid 6 out of 10. I think it could have done a little bit better on having a villain, a little bit better on using the characters that we all love better, especially like the Bruce Wayne aspect. And yeah, I'm not saying I hated it, but I definitely liked it. I just don't think I liked it as much as I thought I was going to like it going in to see the return of Michael Keaton being so downplayed. It was almost like when Luke Skywalker grabs the lightsaber and just throws it over his shoulder. That's the same kind of like punch in the gut I got, where I was just like, what? Why is he not Batman? You know, why is he not still being the Bruce Wayne that we all remember from 1989? Like, why didn't they pay homage to him and his beautiful character? Instead, he was like a homeless person living in his mansion, but in flip-flops, making like trash food. I don't know. I'm going off on a rant with that. But did I hate the movie? Not at all. Do I recommend you see it? Absolutely. I think you definitely should go see The Flash. I think it's something that everyone's going to be able to see, enjoy, and then have and spark conversation, because that's basically what this whole movie is about. It's about starting a conversation, starting a movement, and relaunching the DCU. Do I think that it did that? I do absolutely do think that it did that. But it did it in such an unusual way that I'm excited to see where we go from here. So yeah, that's my review for The Flash. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope I maybe said some things that get your mind clicking in the way of how I saw it. And maybe you can tell me how you saw it, and then we can talk about it and see where we end up in an even playing field or whatever. All in all, go see The Flash. Turn off your brain. Go check it out. It is fantastic. Michael Keaton kicks all kinds of Batman butt. It is fantastic. So yeah, I want to say thank you guys so much for letting me come back and do my J-Waves podcast. I did miss doing this. I am going to jump in right away and do Transformers Rise of the Beast here coming up soon. That movie was amazing also, so I say there's two great movies to see in the theaters right now, The Flash and Transformers. So I'll talk about that one later. As always, thank you so much. Much love to you. Don't forget to check my Facebook on Corpus Christi Joker Facebook. Don't forget to check my Instagram, The Real Nerf Joker on Instagram. And don't forget to go check out The Flash. It is fun. Thank you guys so much, and thanks for riding the waves with J-Waves.